Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, the government this week announced €250 million in temporary supports for business in Budget 2024. It was part of an overall package of just under €1 billion. The sector has faced a fairly torrid time over the last number of years due to the pandemic, the cost of living crisis as energy, raw materials, labour and other input costs spiralled upwards at rates not seen for decades. For more on this now, I'm joined by Fergal O'Brien, who's Executive Director of Lobbying and Influence with IBEC. Good morning, Fergal.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
Thank you for joining us this morning. Now, there has been a fairly subdued response from businesses. What was your own reaction to Budget 2024? Is it a concern that the main initiative is only this temporary scheme, as I outlined there, of €250 million?
Yeah, I suppose to step back a little, Claire, you know, look at the budget kind of more strategically and holistically. Look, it's a good budget. It's balanced. I think it's appropriate for where the economy is at the moment. You know, kind of rightly reflects the kind of inflationary pressures that we've all been experiencing as householders, as businesses. Look, we're spending, we're saving, and we're running a surplus. But you know, that's when you look at it in isolation. I think there's a lot of issues in terms of, you know, where the economy is now going. So, and I do want to talk about those competitiveness concerns, particularly for the SME sector. But overall for the economy, there isn't a finance minister in the world, I'd say, that wouldn't want to swap places with Minister McGrath and Minister Donoghue at the moment, because our public finances are so strong. But it is almost all down to the fact that we've had this incredible surge of corporate tax revenue. So we just can't lose sight of that in everything around the budget. So again, like, just to remind ourselves, in 7 or 8 years, we've gone from a 5 billion corporate tax receipt to 25 billion, more or less. And I think the risk is that we are putting a lot of that into the economy. Yes, we're saving some of it, but we're probably not doing enough to really secure the sustainability of the economy for the long term. And part of that is how we're investing. I think the infrastructure fund is really positive. So our members, both domestically and interestingly, a lot of feedback internationally on this new national infrastructure fund. I think that's a really positive signal that we're going to continue to invest ambitiously in the economy. But when you look at things like education and research and science and upskilling and those competitiveness issues that you raise, we're probably not doing enough. And I suppose specifically from the SME sector, we look particularly at what we call the experience economy, which is the hospitality and all the related sectors. There's a lot of costs coming on to business. And I think while the one-off measures are good, I think businesses are really going to feel the economy becoming a higher cost economy over the next number of years. And we would have concerns about a lot of business viability and ultimately employment in that sector.
Mm-hmm. So when it comes to costs that business see coming down the tracks, is that mostly related to wage costs?
There's a lot of additional labour costs. So government has already started implementing these schemes, things like a statutory sick pay. We're going to move to new auto enrolment pensions model for pensions next year. We're now going to have pay-related social insurance again. It's going to be paid for through PRSI. We have additional leave days. And crucially, the really big one in this year's budget has been this step through to the living wage. So we're now most likely going to see 3 years in a row of double-digit increase in the living wage strokes becoming statutory minimum wage. And what that's going to mean in practice is that businesses, the floor, the wage floor in the economy is going to be €30,000 within 3 years. Mm-hmm. And that's going to make us a really expensive economy. And it's not just we're impacting you on the floor. It's all the relativities and the ratchet effects. And some businesses will be able to cope with that and others won't, unfortunately.
Yeah, but do we not want Ireland, in the same way that you say other finance ministers are envious of ours, do we not want other societies to be envious of how we do business here and how we treat our workforce?
And all of those things in isolation, Claire, make absolute sense. They're the right thing to do for a whole range of, you know, social and economic reasons. But the transition is going to be really hard. You know, that is a lot of cost that we're putting on to business and on to employment. And for some businesses, if you're an exporting business in tight margin sectors, you know, in kind of manufacturing assembly or something, I think some of those won't be able to survive without proper support. In the indigenous sector, I think you'll probably see less employment. I think businesses will be desperately looking at ways to reduce their employment levels. But also, you're just going to have to see that passed on to the consumer. So the consumer will have to pay for a large amount of this as well. Now, the SME fund introduced, and we'll have to see the full details of that, it will help. It absolutely will help. And it's a very, very positive measure. It's something that IBEC had looked for and we'd engaged a lot with government around. So that's a positive measure, but it is only a one-off. We have two or three more years of these labour cost increases to come through, and we need to figure out how we're going to manage the transition. And you're right to say, look, we want to go to a higher value economy, better quality jobs, and that's all super. But right now, we're not investing enough in the education or the research, the science and the upskilling that we really need to. We still have $1.5 billion sitting surplus in a national training fund that employers are paying into, and we can't seem to find a way to get that money out. But they're the kind of things that would help you build a more sustainable economy. So lots of good things, but probably things that we need to start planning much more strategically for the long term. Okay.
What sectors are you most concerned about then? The ones that you said earlier, some businesses just won't survive this.
I'd probably point to two sectors. I think that experience economy that we talk about, so the hospitality and all of the firms that supply into that, you know, the removal of the 9% VAT and all of these other costs that we've spoken about, and then you have energy and the general cost of doing business, because you know, inflation impacts on businesses as well. I think that sector is going to find it tough. You know, margins are tight. And we've already seen ourselves, you know, so many businesses opening reduced hours, reduced days to try and manage their cost base. So that this is going to hit them hard. They'll get some relief in the new SME scheme for 1 year, for next year. It's only a one-off. And how they remain competitive beyond that, I think is going to be challenging. Mm-hmm. And then in the export sector, you can't do the price recovery in the export sector in the same way. You know, they won't be able to pass on higher prices because of international competitiveness challenges. And I think you will see some of those production and manufacturing jobs continue to go to lower cost economies, because we are now going to be, you know, the number one or number two highest cost economy in Europe. And yes, we want all the prosperity benefits that flow from that, but we need to do a lot more to manage the transition towards that point. Mm-hmm.
Now, there were income tax cuts in the budget, but apart from carbon tax, excise duties and some PRSI changes that are coming down the tracks, there weren't any major tax increases. What's your view on that? Was that a sensible move or not?
Again, look, in isolation for where the economy is now with high inflation, you know, it's fairly balanced, right? But the reality is, when you go back to the point I make about the corporate tax, you know, jumping from the 5 to the 25 billion, we're incredibly reliant on it. We're not building a sustainable approach to the public finances. That would be our concern. Yes, we're saving some for investment. We're saving some in a sovereign wealth fund. But they're one-off funds. You know, what we're going to face in the future in terms of the cost of aging, cost of our pensions, cost of our future healthcare, that needs to be funded from recurring revenue, not from a one-off fund. So we do need to start making some hard decisions around how we fund the quality of public services that we all want, how we continue to deliver the housing that we need, the world-class infrastructure that we require, and to pay for an aging economy. That plan isn't there, but I think that's going to be one of the big issues for our next general election, as to how we kind of have that conversation about what the country needs, how we can continue to sustain that prosperity, but how you really build sustainable public finances. Because we had a Commission of Taxation and Social Welfare last year, and we've had two budgets, and we're not seeing those recommendations that really set out a framework for sustainable public finances. We're not seeing them being implemented in the first two budgets since the publication of that report.
So what are you saying the answer is? Higher taxes?
We are going to have to pay more taxes, Claire, because it's the quality of the public services, the quality of the infrastructure that we all want is going to have to be financed. And while the Department of Finance estimates, and again, you see it in the budget documentation on Tuesday, about half of that corporate tax they regard as windfall, we actually don't know that. I think there's significant risk. Now, we actually think the corporate tax maybe goes up before it comes down, but there is a lot of risk in that. And we need to be putting that aside for one-off, for investment. And at the same time, we need to be broadening our tax base, so that we can fund the public system, the quality of public services, the infrastructure, capacity in the state agencies and in our health and social services that we're going to need in the future. And crucially, that cost of aging and the cost of decarbonisation, which is going to be so significant over the next 20 or 30 years.
All right, Fergal, thank you very much. Fergal O'Brien there from IBEC. Now, Philippa Perry, psychotherapist and agony aunt, on her new book after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.